Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think Michael's ever done drugs.
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know if anyone's ever offered him any.
Let's go over some of the symptoms of marijuana use, shall we? You tell me who this sounds like.
It's the Bulldog.
Slow moving. Inattentive. Dull. Constantly snacking. Shows a lack of motivation.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Just a couple of guys in middle age. You're welcome.
Yeah, I really do appreciate that.
Talking about streaming really services.
Yeah. And how to juggle through life.
Really do appreciate that.
Tonight is Amazon Prime, by the way, which I have because my wife has it.
Same.
We do get the Amazon trucks. I don't know that I've ever... I buy one thing, actually, from Amazon ever. Every year, it's the same thing, the baseball prospectus.
Okay.
Because you can pre-order it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Barnes & Noble website, for me, it's like, oh, you got to find... It's in! And then you go and you look for the nearest location, and there isn't one. In Utah, there might be a store that has... So just, all right, fine, I'll order it. But I don't know that I've ever bought anything else from Amazon. Then I go to the supermarket nearby that is affiliated with Amazon. I like that store. There's some stuff there I can't get at my store.
All right.
And then, you know, you get up there, and I don't get the discount.
Right, because you don't know the...
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have anything to scan or do anything there. So.
I've used it intermittently. I'm not a regular, but, you know, 3-4 times a year, maybe. My wife is like, I don't know. The Amazon drivers, I think, like, probably know. They know my dog's name, probably.
Oh.
But I now sort of live with the idea that I'm just going to use her account rather than, because every time I would order something, it'd be like, free shipping if you sign up for Prime. And I would do that and then cancel it.
Okay.
Because we already have Prime. My wife has Prime, so I don't need to, you know. But now...
I don't have the energy.
That means that, like, if a confirmation has to go out, that it's going to, like, her phone or her email. And it sort of trips me up and I get stuck. That's really the main reason I don't use it as often as maybe she does.
I want to say I admire those of you that sign up for something and then remember to cancel it, like, the next day. But I really don't admire that. I think that that's kind of cheap. Just, you know, do you want this or not?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we already have the Amazon Prime account like my wife has it, so I don't really have it. The only reason I'm going to sign up for it is to get the free shipping on this thing I just ordered.
I know, yeah.
So it is definitely being cheap, but like I don't want to have two of those accounts. I mean, you shouldn't even if it's free for 30 days or whatever they're offering at the moment.
You shouldn't want to have two of those accounts, and you shouldn't admire me either, because what I do is sign up all righteous, not going to cancel it immediately because I'm trying to scam them or whatever you'd call that. But I also will never remember to cancel it ever.
Right.
And now I end up with this many subscriptions to things, to car washes and things that I just never use.
You need to get out from under that stuff.
It's bad. It's bad.
Yep, it is.
I'm dying from it. Amazon Prime, though, I will be watching tonight. I never miss a play on the Thursday night games. Who do we want tonight?
Well, I think we want the Raiders. That's not hard at all.
Really? Okay.
Right? I mean, is there some question about that? I mean, Denver's 7-2, right?
The argument for Denver would be an argument against Kansas City.
Ah, I see. I see. Yeah.
You'd be trying to stick the Chiefs in the wild card round. 2.5 games behind if Denver wins tonight as a 9-point favorite.
I guess I would have to admit to not being as worried about where Kansas City ends up. Unless I can keep them out entirely, that might be pretty tempting. And this could help toward that, too, of course. But mostly I'm about catching the two teams that are in front of the Bills right now. Or is it two? Yeah, it's two. Three.
Three.
Three teams. So I think I'd rather see Denver get dinged and let Kansas City be whatever Kansas City's going to be. For now.
Is it not close, though?
Yeah, a little. But to me, the one seed beats the living daylights out of Kansas City's a wild card, or they win their division and they're a three, or the two. I think having the one, getting the week off, like that, you know, and Denver losing does not guarantee that, but it's a piece of it here. And I think for me, yeah, I don't think it's particularly close. I think I'll root for the I think it's going to be futile. I mean, I don't think, what are they, 9 points,
nine,
8.5?
Nine.
I mean, I don't like the Raiders' chances a whole lot, but I think I'll be pulling for them.
I just think, like, you tell me if you disagree with this. To me, the Broncos and the Patriots are the same.
All right, sorry.
They're kind of just the same.
Jump the gun.
I hope you did. I hope you actually do disagree with this.
I'm eager.
The conversation will last longer and be more interesting. Denver, pretty good. New England, pretty good. Is Denver better than New England for you?
The thing about these two teams that I think is different is that I think Denver's team is further along than New England's team. But the quarterbacks are not equals. I think May is better. I might even want to go much better. I feel like Nick's has his moments, but I think he's ultimately just a guy running Sean Payton's offense mostly. Whereas I think Drake May has the ability, I think, to potentially be on the tier that Josh Allen lives on. I think he's that good. I think the athleticism is there, the intangibles, all the stuff, like getting guys to ride with him. I just think there's a lot there. Whereas Nick's, I just don't think he's not an elevator. I think he's a facilitator, and that's good. I mean, that worked well enough, and they've got, you know, to get to the playoffs last year. They've got a 7-2 record this year. I mean, it's by the skin of their teeth a lot of times. I mean, they've been losing in many of these games at some point or another, and they just find a way, and, you know, credit, great. But I don't believe in him to the level I believe. I don't fear him at the level I would say I fear Drake May already.
They also barely lost to the Colts.
Right.
I mean, that's one that went the other way for them, right?
Yep. That's
sorry
right.
to jump in.
No,
there,
that's but. Right. That's right. And at the time, it was like, you know, someone please beat Indianapolis, but here they are both with the same record. So, you know, I don't know how much of a difference ultimately it really made. You know, they'd be 8-1 if they had gotten that game. That was the field goal penalty game, right?
Right. I think week two.
I get the comp. I don't think either team is a Super Bowl caliber team right now, but it's fun. They're in opposite places to me. I think Denver's got a really nice roster mostly. Not that they don't have holes. They're not a perfect, some kind of super team or anything. But I like their team better than I like New England's. But the quarterback sort of levels it. So I think they are ultimately pretty comparable.
Whose coach would you rather have?
I think I would rather have Vrabel.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I like the point about Knicks. I said the other day, I think Knicks is Doug Flutie. I'm not off that position. It's not going to be perfect, but kind of older, been on a lot of teams, runs, doesn't have any stats, but wins.
Been on a lot of college teams.
College teams, USFL teams, Canadian teams. Just, I mean, first round pick, although maybe Doug was a first round pick by the Bears, maybe? Anyway, not to belabor that, but I think Knicks becomes a quarterback that we put in the category of guys where people will argue all the time about whether he's actually good.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got the right coach, and he's got a good team, so they're winning. I don't think he's bad, but no, I don't think he's May.
No, I don't think he's close to May. So to me, his ceiling to me is a middle of a pack quarterback. Like if he's ever in the top half, that would be. I think that's his ceiling.
But it is. He might be good enough for his team with mm-hmm. him. Good enough. That I wouldn't rule out Denver winning a championship with him. I wouldn't rule it out. Like, it's maybe Flacco, Baltimore Flacco level, like, good enough to not rule out as a possibility.
Yeah. Well, sure, anybody that can, I mean, I was saying a couple weeks ago, it was against Dallas, like, I liked a lot of the throws he made against them, and again, it was against Dallas, but the guys were running naked wide open. He put some balls downfield right where they needed to be in that game. And so, sure, I mean, if you're good enough, your team is good enough and you're good enough to guide them to a 12-win season, you could get that is Flacco. You could get hot in the. I don't know if they won 12 games that year, but you get hot in the playoffs, make a couple of big throws, get some luck on your side. And funny enough, maybe the luckiest play of that run for Flacco was against Denver in Denver. But yeah, I mean you've got to look at it. I think, you know, it's one of these teams that everyone's going to always focus on the defense and how good the defense is. And we heard a lot of that last January when they were coming in here to play the Bills, and the Bills put 30 on them. But you know, they still have, doesn't mean they don't have good, they've got good personnel, maybe even some great personnel over there. So yeah, but
you want to see them win 24-23?
No, right.
Or lose 24, I guess 24-20. Yeah. Like I mean, the Patriots just won by that score.
I think they could do it, but it will be with a quarterback that to me is not on the Mahomes, Allen, Lamar Jackson tier ever really.
I just think about tonight, like, Denver still has to play Kansas City twice. They have Green Bay, if you want it. That's kind of it, I guess. They are in good shape.
Chargers again, still?
Chargers in week 18.
Okay.
Which could be important or not. That's right, though. I think either way, like if they win tonight, they're still going to have to at least split with the Chiefs. And kind of keep up their pace to be a rival for the one, I guess, I'll put it that way, to be like in play. Mm-hmm. How many losses does the one seed end up with? Four?
No more than four.
No more than four. Patriots, Bills, Colts, Broncos at two.
I think one of those teams will only lose two more games.
And get there. Yeah. And the Bills are the betting favorite for it. What was it, yesterday or the day before, I said at one point, with all the, I mean, there's been a lot of anxiety on the airwaves here over the last little while. This week, the trade deadline, nothing happened. So, I mean, a lot of fans are annoyed by that, to put it mildly. I said something like, I think I did, if you had this exact standings before the season started, would you take it? Would you have taken it before the season started? And maybe you would say no. Because of New England? You don't get to see anything. You don't know any of the, you know, the injuries necessarily or anything like that. But you just sort of close your eyes before the season started, and then you open them, and the standings look exactly like this. How would you feel?
I definitely don't think I would feel bad. I would probably be surprised that New England has one more win than I have. But I think 6-2 through 8 games, without accounting for where the losses came, you know, like the fact that they lost to the Patriots and lost to Atlanta in back-to-back weeks, like we know that now. We watch these games. 6-2, I'd be all right with that record. I think if we talk, I'm sure we did at some point when the schedule came out or over the course of the summer before the season ramped up, you know, breaking the schedule down into bit, you know, different quadrants or whatever. And, you know, what's your record after this? Would you take that? I feel like 6-2 is it's not, maybe not great, but it's, I'd be okay. You're there. You're on track to have the kind of season you've been having. And now, you know, the trick with that phrasing is that we're looking for them to have just a slightly better season than they've been having, right? That means one fewer loss maybe, or just, you know, come out on top. You know, everybody else loses one more than you, and you get the one seed. But 6-2 is – I'm not upset about their record, to say the least. I'm not thrilled because, you know, the games they lost were – I mean, their offense just was relatively inept, especially in the Atlanta game, and it really cost you. That's a game where you gave up 24 points and lost by 10. Like the Buffalo Bills of this era? Wow, you know, I mean.
But that is everybody.
Right.
I mean, everybody right. in the league this year has at least one game like that. As good as you might think you are, you've got that. The Packers losing to the Browns and the Panthers, you know? Philadelphia has that. Kansas City, of course. Baltimore, of course. No matter Detroit now. No matter how good you think you are, you just sort of, you know, take a swig and you're like, well, that's the NFL for you. I mean, just the randomness of it and trying to figure out the Falcons game with the Falcons losing to Carolina like they did, and then the Bills trounce Carolina and New England, you know, barely beats Atlanta. Just you can drive yourself crazy.
Yeah.
But Denver getting to 8-2 is likely tonight. Favored by 9. I think they're the Patriots in the sense that I don't want to give 9 points tonight. Like, mm-hmm. I just think, like I've said about New England many times, and I think you have too, and Sal, I remember Sal talking about it with us, they're good, but they're just not going to beat everybody.
Right. Well, last week I took the Falcons and the 5.5 and said, really? You get almost a touchdown? You're the Patriots. Like, what? You're that good now?
Yeah, that was right.
You know, and too bad Atlanta couldn't find a way to, you know, get one more field goal or something.
They cut the kicker.
Yeah, the guy that missed the, yeah.
They're doing a lot of that this year, the Falcons. You miss a field goal for the Falcons, you're out.
Yeah.
Remember the game they lost to Tampa, right? Week one, and they waived the kicker.
Right.
It was a week one. And now this happened again, so they're on Zane Gonzalez.
And that guy they cut after week one had been there a while.
Koo.
Yeah, right.
Youngway Koo.
Yeah. He surface anywhere? I didn't see him.
Not that I know of. You're looking to pick somebody up?
No, I think I'm all right at kicker. I need quarterbacks.
I just think, well, that's worse, probably.
A great place to be.
The point about the standings and how it looks, I think, is a good one to keep in mind if you're losing your mind about the deadline or injuries or something else about the Bills. Brandon Bean never failing to blame fantasy football for his lack of, you know, movement or whatever it is that he's blaming it on. You know, you can kind of go crazy here. We had a caller maybe Tuesday, and I said to him, I think we sound like we're going mad. And I think it's partly because we're so on edge about all this.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's a horse race almost this season where, you know, you watch a horse race and you're the favorite, right? Going into the race, or you're one of the two favorites. And it's halfway through the race, and you're sort of right there as they're coming around that last turn, and you feel like, I got it. Or maybe I haven't got it, but I'm not dead.
I'm right there, right.
I'm right there.
Right.
And if I am the best horse,
then I will win
this race.
Right.
That's, I think, a little bit how the Bill season feels to me, I would say. Well, I'm happy with myself that I was able to focus on all that because it is National Nachos Day.
Oh, boy. Really?
It is. You know how Google does that thing where there's like an icon there on your search bar, search engine, and there's nachos.
Is that how you find out it's National Whatever No, It Is Day? Because I don't feel like that is something I almost ever know.
This is the second. You know, don't brag. You're saying that to brag. No, this is the second time today I've learned that it's National Nachos Day. The first time was when I opened my browser from, you know, asleep. It will sometimes in the little, one of the little boxes at the bottom, mm-hmm. it'll say it's National Whatever Day. And I do want to know because of this right here.
It's good. It's what do they call this? Fodder?
Content. Sabres and Blues tonight, pregame at 6. Paul Hamilton will join us. How about that goalie? How long do you want to go on the goalie, like trying to steal that puck?
We're talking about Binnington here?
Yeah.
I mean,
you see what he said?
Yeah. 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 I gave it away, so I thought I deserved an assist or something along those lines. And like, oh, of course I was going to give it back to him.
Oh, full intention.
Yeah.
So bad.
He's an all-time, like, if you, I don't know how many Sabres fans are really aware of what an all-time jerk this guy is.
I didn't know anything like that until last night.
He might be, I'd have to go look at, like, you know, The Athletic or Sportsnet or some outlet that covers hockey aggressively. You know, player polls, like least popular players, I'll bet he's someone
really?
Who rates very, yeah,
he
always wants to fight.
Oh.
Like he's got a really, really bad temper. And he takes he's Billy Smith. He's a modern day Billy Smith is what Jordan Binnington is. And so he's already accrued this, you know, awful sort of nasty reputation.
I didn't know that.
I sound like I'm talking like a school teacher here. So, yeah, I don't want to use the kind of language I would use if we were talking at a bar about this guy. But he's kind of got a screw loose. But, you know, he's Binner the winner. I mean, he was great in the Four Nations face-off for Canada. They won the thing, and he was great.
Did he steal anything?
I don't know that he stole anything. He was the story of their Stanley Cup season. Like, he showed up after being – he was loaned to another organization by the Blues. They didn't have room for him in the ECHL. They're like, go play for Boston's farm team because we don't have anywhere to put you. And then months later, he's the starting goalie of the Blues, and they win the Cup.
Game 7 on the road.
I mean, he's got he is a big game player, but he is a whack job.
So he's not playing tonight, or is he?
No, he's not playing tonight.
Not a big game.
Not a big game.
Or else.
I mean, he's
anything he could take from the
apparently
arena?
Apparently none of their games this year have been big games because his numbers are brutal. And the guy who's playing tonight, his numbers are worse. You can bet if the Sabres decided to waive Colton Ellis, the Blues would be like, okay, we'll take that back right now. Because both of their guys are cruising at like an 850 save percentage. They are awful.
Can you trade him to the Blues?
Ellis,
sort of meet in the middle? He's not helping us.
Hey, can you give us something for this guy? Do you need him back?
There was never any path where he was going to matter to the Sabres, yeah. And that's been right so far, unless there's an injury. So Luukkonen tonight, 6 o'clock pregame. Paul Hamilton will join. Zach Benson, sounds like he'll miss more time. We'll get into all of it with Paul. Also today, Sal Capaccio at 5. And next, Joe Ostrowski. Are the Chicago Bears a playoff team? What do you think he'll say?
He's going to hang up on us.
Well, I mean, is it that bad a question? I mean, hopefully he doesn't do that. If you really think that, I won't ask it.
Oh, I want him to hang up on us.
No,
I don't.
National Nachos Day. All right, Joe Ostrowski, Bet Sweats. When we return, Sabres and Blues tonight, pregame at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for being with us. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It takes a step each and every year. You know, the more you get to know them and the more time you spend around each other, and obviously, you know, the reps out on the football field are important. I think we're just trying to see the field the same way, and it's working a little bit.
Dalton Kincaid off a big stat line in the Bills' win over Kansas City. Buffalo at Miami Sunday at 1. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. Always a treat to welcome Joe Ostrowski to the show on the Western Hotline, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Catch Joe with Sam Paniatovich weekday mornings 9 to noon on Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. Joe, how are you?
Doug Flutie, not a first-round pick, an 11th-round pick.
Oh, I was right there. The one.
By the
but there's
Rams.
Another by the Rams.
Rams, 85. Yeah, they ended up trading his rights to the Bears eventually.
Oh, okay. So here, I want to say a couple things.
The first thing that comes to mind for me is that I remember reading about, I was 20 years old for the 85 draft, but I remember there being stories years later about how people wanted the Bills to take him and Hold not on. Bruce Smith. And he got drafted in the 11th round?
We had bumper stickers.
The 11th round? There's not even 11 rounds in the draft anymore.
No, we had bumper stickers for Doug Flutie to be drafted by the Bills.
Okay.
Heisman winner.
Yeah, right.
11th round.
Well, being the backup quarterback, that's when I was first starting to gather my sports memories. But, of course, he was the most popular quarterback in town with the Bears, even though they had Jim McMahon. He was, and then for years, why'd they get rid of Flutie? They never should have gotten rid of Flutie. And then it came out that, hey, by the way, you know, all those players that you love on that Super Bowl team, they all hated him because of his role and how much Dicka liked him.
He would have been already in the USFL, 85. Like, he's on the Generals.
Generals, right.
Because that's McMahon against – so, Joe, you're a young guy. 85 NFC Championship. Who was the Rams starting quarterback, do you know? Also Canadian Football League ties. You want?
85? No, I don't know.
Dieter Brock.
Don't even know who that is.
Okay. Well, he's my anytime touchdown bet for you then.
Okay.
Plus 4 million. Dieter Brock tonight. No, Bulldog, he was like Winnipeg, right? All right. This can all, I'm just.
I don't know where he around. Was. I mean, Toronto is where he won Grey Cup, so I don't remember.
Flutie.
Yeah,
not Dieter Brock.
Oh, Dieter Brock. Sorry. Yeah, I don't remember where he was.
Dieter Brock, Winnipeg, Warren Moon, Edmonton. Okay. I want to say.
All right.
Joe, are the 2025 Chicago Bears a playoff team?
I don't know. I'm not going to hang up. I'm not going to laugh at you. Maybe Sam will do that if you present the same question tomorrow. They're the 8 seed. They have the same record as Detroit. What do I know? I do know that they've lucked into things a little bit here. I mean, there's no denying that. Number one turnover margin in the NFL, and they've happened to go against some really weak defenses. And you get Cincinnati when it's not Burrow, right? You get Baltimore with a backup. You still end up losing that game.
Right.
But the defense has been brutal. Number of injuries on that side of the ball. But the excitement, it's funny because normally when the Bears are anywhere near the playoff picture, there's overexcitement, there's people talking stupid. I don't think that's happening. I think people are kind of dumbfounded and they're trying to figure out what this is. Okay, Ben Johnson's really good. He's better than any coach that I can remember the Bears having. They actually have an edge in that department. It's obviously helping things, but how good are they? How good are they supposed to be at this point? I don't know. But I do know that they're favored to beat the Giants this weekend, so there's a good chance that they're going to be 6-3 by Sunday.
Plus 200 to make it. So the market, BetMGM.
Yeah. They could just be having that turnover year. You know, like, it doesn't have to run out this season. Where it would get risky to me is if you're banking on it moving into another season. You know, like, oh, we know, we solved some riddle. We know how to make this work all the time. Like, it just doesn't happen that way. But, you know, you've seen Bears teams, right? What that Super Bowl team that lost to Indy was this. Wasn't it? Like, the just Peanut Tillman and just takeaways out the wazoo.
Devin Hester's
pick sixes and all that kind of stuff, right?
But I think sometimes there are exceptions to the rule. Like, you're right, Bulldog. Most of the time, you don't want that too much because you know what's coming around the corner, and we're seeing that in the league now. Jacksonville comes to mind, right? Did they even have an interception last year? And they're up there near the top as far as turnovers. But sometimes you get exceptions to the rule. And I would say that those Lovey Bears for a while were exceptions to the rule. Mm-hmm. The Tomlin Steelers, exceptions to the rule where, okay, for a number of years, maybe it's because they coach it up so much, there are guys that are able to do that. You know, they're up near the top as far as turnovers.
Well, McDermott's Bills here, I think, year over year, are top five in takeaways. And they were again last year. What they had last year, though, was they didn't lose it at all. So their differential was through the roof. And that I expected to regress, and it has. But yeah, you can emphasize and coach up punching the ball, like being ball focused. Like, I think that's a real thing. The luck of not giving away yourself is something that I think is hard to count on.
If you're looking at the NFC and trying to figure out which team loses their spot, it's tough to find one until you get to San Francisco for me.
Look, Joe, I just was betting this while we were talking. They're minus 450 to make it?
No.
Really? Plus 20 to win, 86 for the no. I'm all over it. I mean,
the defense can't hold up. What are they going to do? Like, we talk all day about the guys coming back healthier and Purdy's going to be there eventually. I've been hearing that for about a month. And Shanahan was saying yesterday, well, Ayuk's going to play at some point because they were talking about this being the part of the season when he would make his return. He's obviously not ready. That's the team that I would pinpoint and say, I think they're going to fall out. And so that spot's available, and you've got Chicago sitting there, dare I say Carolina, sitting there as the 9 seed right now. There's a chance. Who knows? Minnesota, if they get things figured out at the quarterback position.
How about your Cardinals?
Yeah, we were talking about them today. They're better with Brissett. I'll say that.
Their losses are so dumb.
I know.
This year. I know. I mean, they could really have a great record right now.
If Murray's last game there is that Tennessee loss, right? Like that
seems fitting.
That would be incredible, right? The guy dropped the ball at the goal line. They had the interception that should have sealed the game that turned into a go-ahead touchdown for Tennessee. And Murray also got hit in the face with a snap and turned it over in that game. Right?
That's the DeMarcado game, too.
That was the guy that dropped it at the goal line. Yeah. Thank you for having that guy's name.
Oh, you got it. Well,
anyway, what about the Packers for all this? Like, I don't want to overreact to the two stanky losses, as they're the only two losses they have, but they are really peculiar losses. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure I want to trust them.
And the tie.
Right.
What I mean, I don't want to trust them. I can't trust them right now. I don't know. See, their ceiling is really strong. When they have it, when they're putting pressure on the quarterback, man, do they look good. They want you to say, like, Super Bowl contender good. But then sometimes, like this past weekend, and their only touchdown against Carolina comes at the very end of the game at home, none of that seemed to make any sense. Yeah, and now Tucker Kraft is gone for the year. He was your guy that you ran a lot of the offense through. He was really coming on, especially was it the week before, and I think it was the Cowboys game. He was unbelievable, and now he's toast. So a lot of concerns there. There are a lot of teams in the NFC where you could look at it. I'm not saying they're going to miss the playoffs. They're going to be good enough. The floor is high enough there. But do you trust them in the postseason? Like, we've seen this before with LaFleur. I have a tough time getting there right now, guys. And this was a team that most people were very excited very early on.
Joe, let's hit the MVP odds here. Allen is the favorite at this point, beating Mahomes and the Chiefs last week. Allen, of course, won last year, and last year the discourse we talked all the time about, do they want to give Lamar Jackson a third or a second in a row? How does Allen compare in this way? He hasn't won two, but he's won one. And is he like, I'm not sure he's a good bet as the favorite. We don't like to bet favorites around here.
No, we like losing too much.
We just want to bet Darnold.
Speaking for us, here. Not Joe, by the way, there.
How do you see it?
The bet, the timing of the bet was, if you felt the Bills were going to win last weekend, it was to do it before last weekend because they were about dead even. And now it's, let's see, plus 175 is the best price.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
She can get on Allen, and then the second favorite is Mahomes. What is interesting about this is, yes, of course, the winner of last week's game between the Bills and Chiefs, the quarterback's going to be the favorite. That's exactly how it ended up playing out, but it's a four-player race right now. That's what's interesting. And the third name, the fourth name, has changed just about every single week. So, yes, it's Allen Mahomes, but the guy that has the same odds as Mahomes is Drake May. So this is a guy who, after a month, he was 100-1. And now he's tied with Mahomes to be the second favorite. And now we have another new name that has entered the conversation. Any guesses on which quarterback that is?
It's not Darnold, is it?
No.
Bo Nix?
No. Matthew Stafford.
Flacco.
Ah, Stafford.
Not Flacco?
Yep. Not Flacco.
It's because they're lost. No, not Stafford, of course.
Right.
Yes, yes, he's right. So it's basically a top four. Stafford is 5-1, 6-1, and then there's a drop-off down to 20-1 to Darnold that you mentioned there. That would have been probably my guess, too.
Man,
but yeah, Stafford quietly, another four-touchdown game last week. I know it was a weak opponent, but you start to look at his numbers, all that conversation in the offseason, well, his back, he's not going to be ready for the start of the year. He's not going to be the same Matthew Stafford. If we knew what we were going to get with Stafford, it'd be easier to project the Rams. Well, look at what he's doing, and he's part of that conversation. It's those four guys, a gap before you get to your Darnolds, your Mayfields, your Jalen Hurts.
Is Darnold nuts? Look how good he is.
I know.
Their team is good. He's throwing the ball all the time. Do they have enough marquee games left? If they win that division, it's a good division. Is that nuts? 20-1. Still pretty good price.
I don't think it's nuts. When is he going to get talked about nationally like we talk about him?
That's what Mike just said. How many marquee games do they have left?
They don't have any. They don't have a night game left. Well, they have the Rams in week 16.
Thursday
night in week 16. They get flexed.
And they could flex those last two. Like, what if it comes down to the Seahawks and the Niners week 18? That could get flexed, like, to Sunday night or something. Say the division's on the line.
Week 15, Sunday night, is Minnesota at Dallas. The Colts play the Seahawks.
If I'm a Seahawks fan and that week 18 game gets flexed to the night game, I'm curled up in a ball about what Darnold looked like last year against Detroit that spot. Oh, like, no, thank you.
He is a good story. He is a good story.
They're excellent. Their defense is so... They're as balanced as anybody.
Yeah.
You know? It's like them and the Rams.
Do you need a guy tonight? The bloom is off the rose on these touchdown props, but I don't know. Are you looking for something fun?
I'm always willing to listen.
I'll give you two.
Okay.
I'll play them. You know that every time we talk about this. I'll play these. Like Bulldog said, we love to lose around here.
Go ahead. I'll tell you if you want any of yours match mine.
I really enjoyed Paul's Lockett stuff this morning, but I'm not doing that. I just think he's so bad now. Yeah. I'd rather play Trey Tucker at plus 380 because he's going to start. Like, he's Myers. He has been productive for them this year. Plus 380, number one receiver on the Raiders. Plus 380.
He's going to get all the looks. He's going to get the looks with Myers going.
And it's Bowers and Tucker, I think. Yep. And if you want a funky tight end and Sean Payton loves to show off, like, he's the coach you want.
Here comes my guy.
Adam Trautman.
There it is.
Plus 550.
I'm on
for
him.
Trautman.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's the bet.
I'll bet them both.
No doubt.
Tucker's too good a price for a wide receiver one on a team.
350?
380.
Trautman?
Oh, 550 for Trautman.
Oh, 550 for Trautman. All right. Let's get greedy. Let's look at the first touchdown.
Oh. By the way, while you're doing that, R.J. Harvey to score is plus 210. He doesn't get many touches, but he gets in the end zone.
That's as somebody I talked about. By the way, Trautman 20-1 for the first touchdown tonight.
Okay.
Yes. Sam was laying out the case that he thinks there's going to be a lot of running on the Denver side, and I get it. I can throw the trend at you, but he was talking about that and Dobbins. I'm like, well, I would go with Harvey because he's getting almost the same amount of snaps. The receiving numbers on Harvey are very popular, but the rushing prop is only 22.5 yards. So better than 2-1 for a touchdown, like you mentioned, and then 22.5 for rushing yards. I think that's interesting.
Okay.
So
I saw 50-plus total yards plus 150.
Okay.
On Harvey.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Is that are we in the room? Is Harvey in the room?
No, he was for, was it receiving? I think he was for the receiving.
Okay.
Strictly.
It does feel a little obvious, but
it does.
A little chumpy.
It
the,
does.
The room, Bulldog. You got to follow the room.
You got to watch out for the room.
The room. Yeah. Well, okay. So here's here's the angle. Raiders on the field, 77 plays against Jacksonville in the overtime game. On the field for 43 minutes, okay? So last 20 years, when you're coming off an overtime game, opponent does not, against the spread, they cover 33% of the time. When it's a Thursday situation,
uh-oh,
overtime, opponent not, 4-23 against the spread.
Uh-oh.
15%.
And they're traveling. Yes. And altitude.
And you're the road team, and you're playing in Denver. Yeah, there's, ooh, a lot going against Vegas. In,
ooh, yuck.
Doesn't mean they can't score touchdowns, though.
But. How about that the Raiders ran 30 plays against the Chiefs? Who was it last week? New Orleans had the ball for 16 minutes against the Rams last week. Paltry stuff. Joe, always a pleasure. Thank you for this, and we'll talk next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Joe Ostrowski, Bet Sweats, 9 to noon weekday mornings. You like any of that action?
Oh, yeah.
Troutman, nope. You're on Troutman?
Yeah, and I'm throwing Tucker in on my parlay.
I'm putting
it all together.
You get that that Steeler-Bengal game. You get a game like that again, that's just well.
I'd have to retire or become a pro.
Imagine if this game tonight's like 37-34 or whatever that
right.
would be. Just,
mm-hmm.
Oh, I hope so. We have lines open at 803-0550. Sal is at 5 today. Lots of room in between. Sabres and Blues tonight. Downtown pregame at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.